All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the universe, and I humbly ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Allah the Almighty supported the prophets, peace be upon all of them, with miracles and irrefutable evidence proving the truthfulness of their prophethood. A miracle is defined as an extraordinary event happening only on the hands of a prophet. It is also characterized as an event that cannot be challenged or paralleled, as it is not a usual event that takes place in everyday life. The invention of an aeroplane, for example, cannot be considered a miracle, since a miracle happens only to those who have received the revelation from Allah. Miracles are only for prophets, and they happen to prophets to support their call to Islam. And prophets are known for their miracles. In fact, there has not been a prophet without one. A miracle is a sign attesting to the truth of the claim of prophethood that a prophet makes. Imam al-Shafi'i said, "For every miracle Allah gave to the other prophets, He gave Prophet Muhammad a similar or a greater miracle." When the people of Prophet Saleh asked him for a miracle, Allah supported him by bringing forth a camel and its calf from a solid rock. Upon seeing that, some people embraced Islam while others did not. Likewise, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, the son of Lady Maryam, was supported with miracles when he called the people to the religion of Islam and to believe in the oneness of Allah. The people at the time of Prophet Jesus were renowned for their high level of skill in medicine. The people could not match what he did by the will of Allah, as he supported him with miracles such as reviving the dead and curing blindness and vitiligo. These two diseases in particular were usually considered untreatable by the people of his time who were skillful in medicine. None of them were able to do what Prophet Jesus did. No one was able to revive the dead or cure the blind or cure the one infected with vitiligo by placing their hand on the person or wiping over his eyes. These are extraordinary events occurring only for prophets by the will of Allah. If all the non-believers were to unite their efforts in an attempt to match a prophet's miracle, they would only be met with failure. As for our Master Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah the Exalted supported him with many miracles. The people at the time of Prophet Muhammad were famous for their eloquence in the Arabic language. And the greatest miracle given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the Holy Quran, the book which is always preserved from perversion. It is a miracle that stood the test of time, lasting for centuries, and remains unchallenged until the day of resurrection. Despite of the Arabs' proficiency in the Arabic language, they were unable to come up with a chapter which is similar to that which is in the Holy Quran. How honored are we to be among the nation of Prophet Muhammad, the one whom Allah supported with many astonishing miracles, standing witness to his truthfulness. Another one of his miracles, peace be upon him, was narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the root of Jabir, that the people felt thirsty on the day of Hudaybiyah. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, had before him a small container of water with which he was making wudu. The people gathered around him. He asked them, "What is the matter?" They said, "O Prophet of Allah, we do not have any water to drink or make wudu with except with what you have in your hands." The Prophet, peace be upon him, put his hands into the container and the water started springing from between his fingers. Jabir said, "We all drank, made wudu and filled our containers." And a person asked him, "How many were you?" He said, "If we were 100,000, then this water would have been enough. However, we were 1,500. In the end, we ask Allah the Exalted to bless us, and make us amongst those who die on Islam. Ameen.